News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The government has increased the income band for persons accessing 0% loans from the National Housing Trust, NHT, from $7,500 to $12,000 per week. Prime Minister Andrew Holness made the announcement while making his contribution to the 2016-2017 budget debate in Parliament Tuesday.
This means that all workers in Jamaica who earn $12,000 per week, that is a person earning just about $592,000, will be able to access interest-free loans from the National Housing Trust.
The Prime Minister explains that these persons would qualify to borrow up to approximately $4.89 million. Additionally, two contributors of similar income levels between $12,000 per week will be able to apply for a mortgage of $9.8 million. And contributors earning $12,001 to $20,000 per week will now be eligible for a 2% mortgage interest rate, down from 4%, while persons earning $20,001 to $30,000 weekly will be eligible for loans at 4% interest, down from 6%. The adjustments will take effect for mortgages written after July 1, 2016. In the meantime, Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government is to draft legislation to create a system of fixed election dates in Jamaica. Mr. Holness says he has given instructions to the Minister of Justice to table a ministry paper and a draft legislation for the new system.
If we are serious about fiscal discipline and obeying our own fiscal rules, elections can no longer be allowed to supervene the fiscal cycle. Neither should the country be disrupted by protracted periods of uncertainty, mobilizing, demobilizing, and then mobilizing again according to political expediency. This comes at a significant cost to businesses and delays the growth agenda.
The Prime Minister says a critical plank of the growth agenda is to reduce the uncertainty of government action, reduce the time for decisions, and speed up bureaucratic processes. He adds that a fixed election date is not merely a political initiative, but rather a measure of competitiveness. Cabinet has granted a mobile spectrum license to telecommunications company Symbiote Investments. This is the third license issued for the provision of mobile telecommunications service in the country. Technology Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley says Symbiote will have to pay $20.8 million for the use of the spectrum. The company will provide internet service in Jamaica. Minister Wheatley says the new company's entry in the market will translate into more choices and affordable packages for Jamaicans. This, he adds, will increase competition in the telecoms market, which is in keeping with the ministry's mandate of ensuring access to and affordability of telecoms services. It is expected that the granting of the license will promote development and improve the competitiveness of the sector, which will in turn empower the consumer and promote greater innovation. It is anticipated that a number of Jamaicans will be employed by the company. And the communities of Gregory Park, Washington Mews, and Christian Penn in Portmore, St. Catherine were abuzz with activities to observe Labor Day 2016 under the theme, For Health's Sake, Keep It Clean. The three communities were the epicenter of the National Labor Day Project. Work involved the cleaning of drains, the removal of old appliances, trimming of trees, erection of signs, and the rehabilitation of the Gregory Park Basic School.
When we celebrate Labor Day, we reflect on the struggles of the workers that brought us here, but we also use it as a time of renewal for further and future development in our country.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. And the government has announced plans under the National Cleanup Campaign to significantly increase fines under the Litter Act and to mobilize communities through their community-based organizations as part of efforts to eradicate mosquito breeding sites across the island. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Residents of Maypen and surrounding areas, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area.
Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, May 28 between 10 and 3 p.m. at the Tax Administration Department. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payment using debit or credit card or by manager's check. That's the Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, May 28, 10 to 3 p.m. in Maypen.